Welcome to AI and Marketing, your daily news update curated by Stan Bertello and generated by AI.
Today is Friday, May 3rd. Here is what we are covering. Microsoft takes a firm stance on privacy, banning police departments from using its Azure OpenAI service for facial recognition. In an amendment of its code of conduct, the tech giant clarified this prohibition, prompted by growing concern over the ethical use of AI and potential for misuse in law enforcement. Meanwhile, broader discussion on facial recognition continues as federal agencies are called upon to provide clear opt-out options, underlining the delicate balance between modern technology's convenience and the individual's rights. A new bill in California's state legislature is targeting top AI developers, mandating the adoption of safety and security protocols for advanced AI models. This provision targets models that could surpass the capabilities of previously deemed safe models. In a bid to prevent cybersecurity issues, developers will have to put in place measures such as the capability to shut down models in case of emergencies. AI companies are expected to self-certify their compliance, with potential violations met with a fine of up to 30% of model development costs, or even the shutdown or destruction of threatening models. In a move signaling its belief in short-form videos as the future, Meta has unveiled a collection of AI-powered tools aimed at helping ad buyers. During its New Fronts presentation, the tech giant highlighted how brand creator connections can reach broader audiences. Thanks to machine learning, Meta now suggests creators to brands via its searchable Instagram creator marketplace. Brands are granted time efficiency and cost reduction for partnership ads by searching for creators, sending campaign briefs of their choice, and making themselves discoverable across many creators. The era of traditional segmentation in B2B marketing is over, due to surging opt-outs and limited data collection. However, algorithms offer a new way forward, using generative AI to create deeply resonant content and predictive analytics to bolster buyer insight. These tools can also reveal shared psychological motives behind buying decisions, enabling insight-driven psychographic segmentation. This necessitates a continual process of hypothesizing, testing, and refining to understand and leverage the full motivational complexity of target decision makers. Finally, in a historic first for digital health tech, the US Food and Drug Administration has granted approval to the atrial fibrillation feature of the Apple Watch. This non-invasive tool that detects abnormal heart patterns notably becomes the first digital device under the FDA's Medical Device Development Tools program. Validating its use in clinical studies, this innovative technology steps up as an evaluation tool for safety and effectiveness of cardiac ablation devices, marking a significant breakthrough in health tech, one heartbeat at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to AI and Marketing. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's NYTRO marketing.com. See you tomorrow for more AI and tech news.